Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Donald Kelly. On 9/16/25, Mr. Kelly performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with a left axis deviation. QRS complex is normal. T-waves normal. Period of paragraph impression, left axis deviation. Next, 12-lead EKG on Claire Cowan, C-O-W-E-N. On 9/16/25, Mrs. Cowan performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient has a first-degree heart block period. QRS complexes are normal. T-waves normal, period of paragraph impression, first-degree heart block. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Sandra Spelicys, S-P-E-L-L-I-C-Y. This goes to Dr. Blizzard. On 9/16/25, Mrs. Belisi performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. It was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 6/11/25. But no significant change, period of paragraph impression, moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Katie Cook. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 9/16/25, Mrs. Cook performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 427 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period of paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.